Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, the regular season is done for your Milwaukee Brewers. The playoffs begin tomorrow, 4:32, the first pitch. That's about all we know here, Jessica, because the Brewers' opponent for tomorrow's game and this 3-game wild card series in Milwaukee will be determined later today. It's kind of a wild situation. Doubleheader between the Braves and Mets gets going in about 25 minutes. You are on your feet. Let's see, we've got hot dog and we got Italian. We got brat behind me here, okay? They are in our studios here. Brewers fever has reached our 3rd Street Market Hall studios.
I was going to say, it doesn't matter who we're playing. We're going to be on our feet. We're going to be cheering for the Brew Crew. I like my sign here. Woohoo!
That's good. And you are on your feet. You are standing and joining us on the line right now. She is not in our studios. And anybody who thought behind the brat or the hot dog was Marty Ronsky, Brewers Chief Operating Officer, well, not today at least, because Marty's in one location, the sausages are in another. But Brewers fever has reached us. Marty, welcome to the program.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for having all of us. We're in lots of locations here, but thank you.
Yeah, no, that's kind of the idea, right? Sweep the area through, get people pumped up for tickets. It's kind of a weird day, as I outlined. What's going on at the stadium today as you prepare for a game where you know it's when it's going to start, but that's about all you know?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, right? But this is how we do things, right? This is Murph's whole line, which is win tonight, right? And we'll keep doing it. But out here, I'm actually looking at the field right now, the postseason signage, the painting on the field, it's all going up. You know, they're mowing meticulously. We're ready to roll no matter who comes our way.
I love a rally towel. Do you have plans for a rally towel?
Oh, we have so many plans for rally towels. You better believe it. So, yeah, I love a rally towel too. So I am so with you on that. But on both Tuesday at 4:32, Wednesday 6:38 start, we are given rally towels away at the gates. Additionally, what you are seeing right now with those sausages down at the 3rd Street Market Hall, we are in a number of places from, you know, right now till 1:30 today. Chick-fil-A's, 3rd Street Market Hall, doing car flags and rally towels as well. So I'm thinking that if you make the right moves, they might be bringing a rally towel right into you.
Okay, actually, I think, yes, we do indeed have the rally towel. This is one of the more unique rally towels I've ever seen. Marty, can you explain this? And for the people who are watching right now or on our streaming feed, they can see it.
Which one do you have? We've got a bunch of them going on. You got to tell me which one you have.
It looks like I could just plop it on my chest and make it a new shirt.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what you're looking at exactly then. I'm going to go with the flow here. Maybe we're turning anything into a rally towel today. But I don't want to disclose and unveil the different, you know, we've always got, you know, an awesome, you know, slogan on our rally towels for each game. So I'm not going to overstep and disclose here, lest my in-game people be mad at me. But we definitely have amazing rally towels being given away right behind you at a variety of Chick-fil-A's today and certainly at the gates for all of our games.
So game time is 4:32 tomorrow. How are you advising those to get in? Are parking lots going to open any bit early, or is it kind of standard procedure here?
Perfect. Lots are opening 3 hours before game time. So, you know, have your lunch and then come on over, right? That seems like, or don't, and have lunch in our parking lot. But 3 hours, you know, lots are 3 hours. Gates are 2 hours. So we really do want to make sure that everyone is able to, you know, park, have the time, not be stressed out that they're going to miss a single pitch, because goodness knows postseason play is all about every single pitch. That's how we do things around here. But 3 hours for lots, 2 hours for gates. Tickets are still available. MLB let go of us some more of their holds. So if you jump online to brewers.com/postseason, I was just on a little while ago. I want to make sure I'm always, you know, telling people the truth here. But we've got tickets for sale across the board. There's not a lot of them left. But you really can still grab good seats. You guys know there's not a bad seat in this house, especially during postseason.
Oh, you bet. That's for sure. Okay, great. So we do know that MLB did just release some new ones. That's fantastic. New news right here in Wisconsin's Midday News. By the way, some special first pitches. Moose is coming back?
Oh, my gosh. We've got Jimmy Gantner tomorrow, Tuesday. And then we've got Moose. I did it. I have to be careful. But, right, I can imagine what this ballpark's going to sound like. But, yes, Mike Moustakas is back with us. We like to do things this way in Milwaukee, right? We bring back our beloved, we love our alums, and they're going to come celebrate with us. So, yep, they'll be doing some amazing first pitches. We have some local talent doing our anthems, some rising artists of all sorts doing bat work. And I'm staring out of the ballpark right now, you guys, and this whole the playoff vibe. Tomorrow, the whole city's going to be blue and gold. We've got the Hone Bridge, some buildings downtown that are going to be lit up blue and gold. So now we just need to make sure we pack this house. The players notice it when this place is packed with Brewers fans, and like it undoubtedly will be. So exciting.
Well, if you're watching on our YouTube stream right now, you can also text the word watch to 855-616-1620. You'll see Jessica holding I would call it a City Connect color scheme sign that says On Your Feet.
Get on your
feet. We've got the hot dog and brat in studio. The brat accidentally knocked out a ceiling tile at my wedding. Might need to get you for $125 to fix that at the domes, but that's a different story for another time. That was a few years
back. Yeah, we'll save that.
Okay, thank you very much. But looking forward to it, right? They're not saying much here, Marty, so I know playoff fever has captivated the sausages, too. They're relatively quiet in our studio today.
But look at this smile on his face. I mean, you can see the excitement.
You feel it, right? That's what I was just going to say. You guys have it. You just feel it being near them. The energy they're bringing to the room is absolutely palpable. But, you know, I was going to tell you one other thing. Everybody should be watching. We want, to make sure we understand who's going to end up playing. If either the Mets or the Braves sweeps today, we're going to end up playing the Diamondbacks. If the Mets and the Braves split today, we're going to have the Mets right back here. And that's who we just got done playing. So, it doesn't look like we're going to play the Braves in this first round, the wild card round. We're going to let them go somewhere else, depending on how things shake out. But, it's the D-backs or the Mets right back here in Milwaukee, hopefully for only 2 days in a row. But if we have to, we'll go for the three.
Marty, you know the fans are always pumped for postseason, but how much do the players actually feed off of the fans?
Oh, entirely. And that is truly, it's one of the reasons, and I think our fans have been pretty vocal about this. You know, we do some of this in-house to really try to thank the fans and communicate to the fans how much it really does for our players. You know, every position player, when you're at bat, et cetera, you know, all of that energy from the fans, you know, we turn our lights out and we let, you know, fans go crazy and we do the dance music. They totally feed off that energy. So the more we can truly fill the house here, the better off we're going to be. This weekend, we actually had a moment when we were playing the Mets where their pitchers had to cover to hear the pitch come. They were covering their ears. It was like a college football game in here. It was amazing. So we have the fans to thank for that.
Well, and some new food items as well. You can get a 2-foot nacho box, which sounds great. A triple play, which is two bratwursts with cheese, curds, and fries. You've got a popper dog, chicken bacon ranch melt. So you're unveiling some new items here for fans, too. So just when you think 162 games was enough to get an understanding and a feel for the dining situation at American Family Field, they're adding more stuff. I like that, Marty.
Hey. What's a party without a new way to have a cheese curd, right?
Sure. No,
so true.
You nailed it.
The Undaunted banners, I love those too. My husband and I were down by the market hall over the weekend. You could just see it. It just, everybody's got a buzz in the city because of the Brewers.
Yeah, and Undaunted, right? That's one of those things. It fits this team so beautifully. It fits our fans. It fits our state so beautifully. So, yeah, we've got the big banners at City Hall, 3rd Street Market Hall. You guys are in on all the action for playoffs down there at the 3rd Street Market Hall. And, of course, here at the ballpark, too. The guys are wearing the T-shirts. The guys are, like, there's going to be a workout here later today. I guarantee you they are all going to be in their Undaunted T-shirts. So, it's just, that's magical. And whenever we can, pull together around that energy for a little while, it makes everything happy. It's going to be a really, really great place to be for this week.
4:32, first pitch tomorrow. Opponent to be determined. There will be a doubleheader getting underway in about 15 minutes or so in Atlanta. That'll help shape the rest of the playoff roster of teams. We want to thank Marty Ronski, Brewers Chief Operating Officer. I'd also like to thank Hot Dog and Brat for visiting our studios here.
Thank you all.
Appreciate it, Marty. Looking forward to it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Marty.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much. Go Brewers.
You bet.